Today is the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost. The lessons are from Psalm 98 and the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 21, verses 5 through 13. Today's message is titled, Result in Being Witnesses. Psalm 98, a psalm. Sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm have worked salvation for Him. The Lord has made His salvation known and revealed His righteousness to the nations. He has remembered His love and His faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song and music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. Here ends the psalm. The Holy Gospel according to Luke chapter 21, beginning at verse 5. Some of His disciples were remarking about how the temple was adorned with beautiful stones and with gifts dedicated to God. But Jesus said, "As for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down." "Teacher," they asked, "when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are about to take place?" He replied, "Watch out that you are not deceived, for many will come in My name claiming, 'I am He,' and the time is near. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and revolutions, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away." Then He said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. Before all this, they will lay hands on you and persecute you. They will deliver you to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of My name. This will result in your being witnesses to them." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, Thou hast given us Thy Word for a light to shine upon our path. Grant us so to meditate on that Word and to follow its teaching, that we may find in it the light that shines more and more until the perfect day. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I begin with a question for you to really wrestle with. Have you grown in your Christian walk such that you can say, "God is good all the time"? All the time, God is good. I mean, can you truthfully say any moment of any day, "God is good all the time"? All the time, God is good. Can you, as Psalm 98 says, beginning at verse 1, sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm have worked salvation for Him. Verse 4, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Can you sing to the Lord? Can you shout for joy at any time of any day, irrespective of how you feel at that moment? The sorrow, the pain, the sadness, the suffering, persecution. Can you shout for joy and sing that new song that God is good all the time? Can you, as Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 4, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Can you always rejoice? Always means always. Always, at all times. Such that you are rejoicing. Can you rejoice for fleas? Yes. Can you rejoice over a flea infestation? Can you be thankful and rejoice over fleas everywhere and all their bites? In the midst of World War II, Corey and Betsy Ten Boom were in their barrack in the concentration camp, Ravensbrück. The conditions were more than horrible. Betsy would eventually die in the concentration camp. Because of those fleas, though, Betsy and Corey had incredible freedom in the barracks to read the Bible. The Bible that by God's miracle wonder they snuck in to the concentration camp. They had incredible freedom to read the Bible with the women with them, to worship and pray with these women and witness to these women. Because of the fleas, the guards would not enter the barracks. And by God's grace, Betsy and Corey were able to witness to the woman with them. Witness in the midst of great suffering, shining God's grace into the corners of great darkness and evil. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In our gospel reading of Luke this morning, it's about the end times. It goes all the way. There's much more there for you to read later this afternoon from Luke chapter 21. The signs of the ends of the age. If we're reading through those, verse 13 stood out to me in a manner I'd never really perceived before. Here's Luke chapter 21, verse 13. This will result in your being witnesses to them. What got me was that word result. Result. That word tugged at me. The word result. The Greek word translated, this will result, literally means to disembark. That is, get off, like getting off a ship. Disembark. But figuratively means occurs as a result. These things will bring about a result. And that result is testimony. An opportunity to be a witness of Jesus Christ. A testimony of Christ the Lord. These things will happen in your life such that an opportunity of testimony of Jesus Christ is being given to you. The platform is now yours to witness for Christ, to testify of Jesus Christ and salvation. Yes, that wonderful salvation in His name. And as such, there's great joy and great grace. Acts chapter 21. Paul has returned to Jerusalem, and while at the temple, Paul is accused of defiling the temple by bringing Greeks into the temple area. The city was aroused, and the people came running from all directions, seizing and dragging Paul from the temple area, and the temple gates were shut. The crowd was proceeding to beat Paul. To kill Paul was their intention. Rush in the Roman troops as the city peace was broken. And the crowd was in an uproar. Rush in the city troops. And they approach. And Paul, the crowd stops beating Paul. Arrested. and bound with chains, Paul's taken into custody. The violence of the mob was growing, and the soldiers had to carry Paul to protect Paul. On the steps of the barracks about to be taken inside, Paul asks to speak to the crowd. And after receiving the commander's permission, Paul speaks and Paul witnesses, Paul testifies. Speaking in Aramaic, the crowd quiets and listens as Paul tells of his life as Saul and how he became Paul. Paul witnessing, testifying to the people who had just tried to beat him to death. Paul would testify before the Sanhedrin, then before Governor Felix, then before Festus and King Agrippa and Bernice, saying, and this is now Acts chapter 26, beginning in the verse 20, first to those in Damascus, then to those in Jerusalem and all Judea, and to the Gentiles also, I preach that they should repent and turn to God and prove their repentance by their deeds. This is why the Jews seized me in the temple courts and tried to kill me. But I have had God's help to this very day. And so I stand here and testify to small and great alike. I'm saying nothing beyond what the prophets and Moses said would happen, that the Christ would suffer and as the first to rise from the dead, would proclaim light to his own people and to the Gentiles. Paul would be speaking directly then to King Agrippa, now starting at verse 26 of Acts chapter 26. The king is familiar with these things, and I can speak freely to him. I am convinced that none of this has escaped his notice, because it was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know you do. Then Agrippa said to Paul, do you think that in such a short time you could persuade me to be a Christian? Paul replied, short time or long, I pray God that not only you, but all who are listening to me today may become what I am, except in these chains. As a result, Paul had numerous opportunities to speak to both great and small about Jesus Christ, the crucified and risen Lord. Just as Jesus speaks here in Luke chapter 21, Luke chapter 21, verse 12. But before all this, they will lay hands on you and persecute you. They will deliver you to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. What Jesus said happened to Paul, and it's all on account of my name, the name, on account of the name of Jesus. The meaning from the Greek is the root cause of which determines what happens, on account of. The root cause which determines what happens. Because of teaching, because of witnessing and proclaiming Jesus is the Christ, the crucified Lord, crucified and risen Lord. Just as Moses and the prophets foretold, these things will happen. As some were looking at the temple adornments and commenting on the beauty, Jesus answers Luke 21, verse 16. Luke 21, verse 6. As for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down. Now, this verse gives very good evidence that Luke was written before 70 AD, when the temple was torn down by the Romans. Also, as Luke was written first, and then Acts was written second by the physician Luke, there are three very significant and notable events that are not included in Acts, Luke's second writing. The book of Acts includes the martyrdom of Stephen and of James, the brother of John, the apostle. However, Acts does not include the deaths of the three most important early church leaders and the primary people in the book of Acts, Paul Peter, and James. This James is the brother of Jesus and the leader of the Jerusalem church. These three notable deaths are missing from Luke's second book, known as Acts, and does not make logical sense unless the book of Acts was completed before their deaths. This book's Acts, written sometime before 64 AD, with the Gospel of Luke written even earlier, as early as 58 AD. And remember, AD stands for Anno Domini. Anno Domini, in its Latin, Anno Domini means in the year of the Lord. Jesus foretells the falling of the second temple, falling just as Solomon's temple, the first temple, was destroyed in 586 BC. BC stands for before Christ, by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, when he conquered Jerusalem. The second temple will fall when, after 4 years of rebellion in Jerusalem, the Roman legion comes in and stamps out the rebellion and destroys Jerusalem, tore down the temple. It happened on the 10th day of August in Anno Domini 70 AD. Jewish dating, it would be the 9th of Av, which is the very same day the king of Babylon burned the temple in 586 BC. Now Titus torches the temple, the second temple, in 70 AD, the very same day. Jesus' words, they came to pass. No stone was left on another as the Romans tore apart stone by stone the temple to get the gold that adorned the temple, now melted and scattered amongst the rocks. Jewish historian named Josephus writes about the terrible destruction in great deal. Jesus' words, they came to pass. And those other words, they will come to pass. They will happen. And for us, come to know them and see them as opportunities to witness, to give testimony to Jesus Christ, the crucified and risen Lord. Testimony to the goodness of God in the midst of all these things. Shouting for joy in the salvation that God has provided in Jesus Christ through the finished redeeming work on the cross. Before these great events of the end of the age arrive, though there are many signs that show these things are nearing these days, before these great events come to bring during the days that are to come, we can live in a manner that brings glory to God. Live in a manner to bring glory to God in the moments, all the moments of life. Remembering how great salvation freely given to us in Jesus Christ is, how this free salvation in Christ sets our hearts and minds free so that we are able to worship and praise and have that joy Psalm 98 describes, beginning at verse 1. Sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm have worked salvation for Him. The Lord has made His salvation known and revealed His righteousness to the nations. He has remembered His love and His faithfulness to the house of Israel. All of the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Because of salvation, this salvation is ours. The next verses now declare in Psalm 98 to shout for joy, burst into jubilant song, make music, sounds of singings, trumpets, ram's horns, all together shout for joy. The sea joins in, along with the rivers, and the mountains join in, all singing for joy. We began worship singing Arise, and these are the lyrics. One thing we ask of you, one thing that we desire, and as we worship you, Lord, come and change our lives. Change our lives. We're here to worship so our lives are changed by His grace. We will conclude worship with singing, God is good, all the time. The lyrics from the bridge of the song are these. though I may not understand all the plans you have for me, my life is in your hands. And through the eyes of faith, I can clearly see. What is it I can clearly see? God is good all the time. Even though I can't understand what life brings, through the eyes of faith, I still say, God is good all the time. In a moment, we'll be singing, stand up for Jesus as soldiers of the cross. Yes, stand with the fortitude of a soldier proclaiming Jesus is the Christ. Let's put these things together for us to learn and to grow from, to be changed by His grace here. I ask you to remember Acts chapter 16. Off the top of your head, can you remember what happens in Acts chapter 16? Well, now you'll be reminded. Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas are arrested. And they're put in jail, unjustly put in jail. At midnight, do you remember what they were doing? Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas in jail at midnight. What were they doing? Singing praises. That's right, singing praises. That's what we're talking about. Singing praises. I'm unjustly in jail, chained up. I'm singing praises to the Lord. That's what we're talking about here. Because Acts chapter 16, verse 25, look what happens. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Others are looking. Others are listening. What will they see in your life? What will they hear from your words concerning Jesus the Christ? All of life is a testimony and a witness. All of life, of what we worship and what we speak about, it shows and testifies and witnesses what's important to a person. What happens in your life? Through faith, the presence of the Lord. Through faith, the presence of the Lord can be a wonderful witness to others that Jesus is the Christ, the crucified and risen Lord. I know I've shared this from my own life, but I have no better way to make these words real for you. During one of the lowest points of my life, much was happening, unjustly happening. My mom had her open heart surgery. The surgery went well and recovery was going well, so Heather and I headed back to Dover from Dayton, for I had a meeting to be at there in Dover. But a turn came for the worse on Wednesday morning, and I canceled my meeting and I rushed back to Dayton. We all rushed back to Dayton. It was August 22nd, the day before my parents' 42nd wedding anniversary. My mom went home to the Lord. A funeral service in Dayton, and then on to Decorah. And you know I've spoken of Decorah many times. On to Decorah for another funeral service. As the family was arriving at the Decorah Country Inn and Suites, coming from all over the places, we were gathering together. Uncles, aunts, cousins. As the family was gathering, as we greeted each other with hugs, with the tears going down our cheeks, with shared tears, I would say, God is good. God is good. My own family, my dad, my brothers and sister, they could not understand how I could say such a thing, God is good, with such grieving in everyone's heart. But that's the point. That's exactly what this means. Luke 21, verse 13. This will result in your being witnesses to them. The Bible's verse on my mom's heart the days before surgery, with all the uncertainties of open heart surgery to replace a valve, this was her certainty to hold on to. Romans chapter 14, verse 8. If we live, we live to the Lord. If we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. This was my mom's testimony, her witnessing. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. And again, that whole situation, that event in my life, Luke 21, verse 13, this will result in your being witnesses to them. Life! Every moment of life is an opportunity to testify and be witnesses to them of the Lord Jesus Christ, crucified and risen one. Corey and Betsy Ten Boom learned to praise in the midst of fleas. Betsy would die in Ravensbrück. Corey would be released in what can only be described as a miracle. And the rest of her life, she was proclaiming love and forgiveness in Jesus' name. Corey makes this verse real. The results of all that she suffered in the concentration camp, losing almost all her family in the concentration camps. The rest of her life, the result of that, she was witnessing to Jesus Christ's love and forgiveness in Jesus Christ. In your sorrows, in your sadness, in the rawness of your pain, in your sufferings, in all those heartaches, I'm not meek and little of them, I'm actually amplifying them. Because in all of them, you can turn them to be praises to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what this means here. In all your sorrows, in all your sadness, all your pain, your sufferings, all those heartaches, all of them can be turned into praises for the Lord Jesus Christ. Learn to see them in the light of faith. And the words of this scripture, Luke 21, verse 13, this will result in your being witnesses to them. What stronger witness can you have than through your tears to speak of the love and grace and forgiveness of Jesus Christ? Why is this happening? Comes to many people's lives. Why, Lord? Why me? They come to our lips. When they come, may this verse from Luke chapter 21, verse 13, shout at you. Why? May this verse shout forth from your heart, and may it bring great comfort to your soul. This will result in your being witnesses to them. Hear the testimony my mom gave in her last days, bringing her great comfort. For whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. Salvation is ours in Christ Jesus, the crucified and risen one. Forgiveness of sins is ours in the free gift of grace because of God's great compassion for us. Salvation in Jesus Christ is yours forever. Along with the great joy of that redeeming grace, which forgives all your sins forever. Therefore, make every effort that every moment of this earthly life results in being witnesses to them of Jesus Christ, the crucified and risen Lord. Everything in your life can result in being witnesses to Jesus Christ, the crucified and risen Lord. And with that, you will find great comfort, great joy, and great peace. Because the why has been answered. You're my witness. And what more powerful witness than you can give than through tears going down your cheeks, and you speak of the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ and His great joy. Whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. May the witness of my mom speak to you deeply this morning. Amen and amen.